Usually when you think about crying, it's all bad, but turns out that there's a lot of health benefits. Like it helps to detoxify your body, it dulls pain with the oxytocin boost. It even improves your mood, which seems like an oxymoron because usually when you're crying, you're in a bad mood.
I mean, it removes toxins from my body. I had no idea.
No, it definitely does. It's cleansing. Crazy. That's real.
I mean, I knew it would, like, you know, clear your tear ducts. That's decent. That seems like it makes sense, but okay.
On average, the American woman cries 3.5 times each month, while the American man cries 1.9 times each month. In different countries, for me, that was surprising because, like, I don't cry very often. Like, I don't think that that's true for me.
Yeah, but you're different.
Why am I different?
Yeah, you're like a piece of steel. You're like, you know, I mean, come on. You don't know that you're different than some of the girls? I think that you should know that.
In China, women only cry 1.4 times each month.
That's all they're allowed. That's all they're allowed. We have to license them. And if they cry more than that, we take it away.
Bulgaria, men don't cry.
Of course not.
No.
They're Bulgarian. I mean, have you ever seen a Bulgarian man in a tracksuit? That guy never cries. No, didn't you see Taken?
Okay.
Come on.
An acting coach that has like 7 million views on his YouTube account. He swears that he can make you cry in 90 seconds.
Well, that's the thing about acting, right? If you cry. If you can cry on command, the talk is that essentially you'll always have a career acting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Raven, you ready to cry?
I'll do my best. If I can help you, I will do it.
You will be able to cry on cue.
You ready to cry on cue?
I'll give it a shot. Sure.
The truth is, when actors are crying in their scenes, they aren't thinking about crying at all. They aren't faking it. They're feeling it.
You have to feel it.
Okay, great. Thanks. I mean,
let's say there's a scene where your character is saying their final goodbye to their best friend who is currently in a coma from an accident, and their family has decided to pull them off of life support.
Okay, whoa!
That is all sad.
Things got really dark right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan.
Instead of trying to be sad that your co-star, whom you barely know, is dying, I want you to think about the person in your life that it would be the hardest to say goodbye to.
Raven, who would be the hardest to say goodbye to?
Well, besides my wife.
Yeah.
Definitely my puppy.
Your puppy?
Yeah, definitely my puppy. Producer Sean's in the other room motioning that it's him. It's not, but yeah. My puppy, Barkley, would be really upsetting. He's my best friend.
But I want you to say their name out loud right now.
Barkley.
Say it again.
Barkley.
Say it again.
I'm going to say it. I'm not going to say it 5 times and curse him like Candyman.
Okay.
I'll say it one more time.
All right.
Barkley.
I want you to allow your mind to be present with them at their bedside. Their eyes are closed. You're holding on to their hand. And you've got 5 minutes to say goodbye. Start by saying, I'm going to miss you.
Oh, I'm going to miss you, puppy. No, I don't like this game. I don't like this game at all.
Then say your own words to them. I'll give you a moment. Close your eyes. Picture them in the hospital bed, hooked up to the breathing machine.
This is terrible. I don't like this game at all.
Are you crying?
No, he's been a good puppy.
Oh,
you're always
so
the
sad.
Best puppy. Daddy's going to see you again.
No, he's in the hospital bed.
Doesn't mean I'm not going to see him again.
Well,
don't tell me how my heaven's going to be.
You'll see him in heaven.
I don't like this at all.
I'll stop you right there. You did it. Now, you can cry on cue.
See, look!
I mean, it was close.
It was
but
good.
Look at you!
Look at you! You don't even like it. You don't like it.
I don't like this game
at
all.
Uh-huh.
And if I get struck by lightning later and it's your fault,
okay.
Like I will always hate you for this. Just so you know. Let's be clear here. And that guy on the internet. I'll find you,
mm-hmm,
guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll find you.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.